Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
And now I want to welcome into the studio Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, John.
And we're going to be talking about public holidays in
employment. We are indeed. So I'm going to go through them. There's a lot of confusion. People get confused, part-time workers to full-time workers. So we'll start. There are 9 public holidays in Ireland each year. Public holidays may commemorate a special day or other events. For example, St. Patrick's Day is the 17th of March or Christmas Day is the 25th of December. On a public holiday, sometimes called a bank holiday, most businesses and schools are closed. Other services, for example, public transport still operate, but often with restricted schedules. So the public holidays are New Year's Day, the 1st of January, St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, Easter Monday, the first Monday in May, June and August, the last Monday in October, Christmas Day, the 25th of December, and St. Stephen's Day, the 26th of December. Good Friday is not a public holiday. While some schools and businesses close on that day, you have no automatic entitlement to time off work for that day. That's a big contention. People seem to think that Good Friday is a public holiday. It isn't, and you have no entitlement to the day off. Now, the dates for Easter Monday are determined each year. Easter Monday is the only public holiday that can vary significantly from year to year. The date of Easter moves every year. Broadly speaking, Easter should be the first Sunday after the first full moon occurring on or after the 21st of March. This means that the earliest possible date for Easter Sunday is in the year is the 22nd of March. That's the earliest. But this year, Easter Monday is falling on the 22nd of April. So Easter Monday this year is the 22nd of April. So the rules. Your entitlement to public holidays is set out in the Organisation of Work and Time Act 1997. Most employees are entitled to paid leave on a public holiday. Other exceptions are part-time employees who have not worked for their employer at least 40 hours in total in 5 weeks before the public holiday. So what they're saying is if you started a job a few weeks before a bank holiday is coming up, you must have worked 40 hours in the previous 5 weeks to be entitled to have the time off for the public holiday. Now, if you qualify for a public holiday benefit, you're entitled to one of the following: a paid day off on the public holiday, an additional day off of annual leave, that's if you work it, an additional day's pay, a paid day off within a month of the public holiday, that's if you don't get the day off on the holiday. You may ask your employer at least 21 days before a public holiday, which the alternative applies to you. If your employer does not respond at least 14 days before the public holiday, you're entitled to take the actual public holiday as paid day off. Now, part-time employees. If you've worked for your employer at least 40 hours in the 5 weeks before the public holiday and the public holiday falls on a day you normally work, you're entitled to a day's pay for that public holiday. If you're required to work that day, you're entitled to an additional day's pay. So if you're to work, it's just saying you get another day off. If you do not normally work on that particular day, you should receive one-fifth of your weekly pay. So, for example, if you work 20 hours a week, say 4 hours a morning, you're entitled to one-fifth, which would be 4 hours. So you're entitled to your day's hours pay. If you do not have normal daily or weekly working hours, an average of your day's pay of the fifth of your weekly pay is calculated over the 13 weeks prior. So if you work all different hours each week, they go over the 13 weeks prior to the holiday and they give you one-fifth of them hours, what they add up to. And sick leave and public holidays. If you're a full-time employee on sick leave during a public holiday, you're entitled to benefit for the public holiday you missed. If you're on a part-time work on sick leave during a public holiday, you are not entitled to benefit from the public holiday, provided you're worked for your employer for at least 40 hours. So basically what they're saying, if you're out sick, it goes up to a maximum of 6 months and you work full-time, you're entitled to get that paid for that bank holiday or an extra day's holidays. If you work part-time and you have worked 40 hours in the previous 5 weeks while you're out sick, you will get paid for it. But if you're out long-term, you don't get paid for sick leave when you only work part-time. Now, absence from work on public holidays. You're entitled to leave for any public holiday that occurs while you're on maternity leave, parental leave, adoptive leave. These rights are set down in the Maternity Protection Act and the Parental Leave Act. So if you're on maternity leave, you're entitled to the bank holidays that occurred while you were on maternity leave or parental leave. You are not entitled to public holidays benefits if you are absent from work immediately before the public holiday and your absence is over 13 weeks due to layoff or some other reason authorised by your employer. So if you're losing your job due to strike or after 13 weeks, you wouldn't be entitled to the public holiday. If your employment finishes during the week ending on the day before the public bank holiday and you've worked for your employer for the previous 4 weeks, you should receive additional pay for the bank holiday. This also applies for part-time employees. So they're just saying if you finish up with your part-time or full-time in your job just before a bank holiday and you've worked 40 hours for the part-timer, you should get paid for. So public holidays falling on a weekend. If the public holiday falls like on a Saturday and a Sunday, it's usually the Monday with classes, the bank holiday, and you're entitled to that day off or to be paid for it or another additional day if you have to work another day. So that's it to cover all the holidays. So just remember, it is a slight bit different between full-time employees and part-time employees. If you have any queries to do on any of this, you can give us a ring at 0761 078 190. We do open from 9:30 to 1:00 and then we back open from 1:30 to 4:30 Monday to Friday. You can ring us, you can email us, or you can drop in. We're a drop-in service. We're not appointment based. We do have 3 outreaches. We sit in the drug centre down in Edenmore every Friday morning between 9 and 1. We are also in Beaumont Hospital between 10 and 1 on a Thursday. And every Tuesday, we are in the Omni Shopping Centre between 9:30 and 12:30. Now, these are all back up running from this week, all our outreaches from after the Christmas holidays. So if you can't get into us or ring us, you can drop into one of our outreaches and one of our trained information officers will be there. And that's it, John.
Okay, Jackie. Thanks very much for that. I'll talk to you again next week.